Flashback, Pelosi claimed Republicans were paralyzed with hatred for impeaching Clinton. By Hannah Blow on September 28, 2019. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, posted a flashback featuring House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, accusing Republicans of being paralyzed with hatred for pursuing the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton, who denied having an affair with Monica Lewinsky under oath. Scalise posted a flashback of high-profile Democrats decrying Republicans for impeaching Clinton, accusing them of being driven by hatred and paralyzed by hatred. They even went as far as accusing Republicans of attempting to undo the results of the national election. "We are here today because the Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton. And until the Republicans free themselves of hatred, our country will suffer," Pelosi said in the clip. "They are driven by hatred," Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, declared. "They hate Bill and Hillary Clinton so much, they will stop at nothing to bring him down. Impeachment of a president is an undoing of a national election. And one of the reasons we all feel so angry about what they are doing is that they are ripping from us. They are ripping us under our votes," Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, said. "They are telling us that our votes don't count." The flashback even features Joe Biden, D, who warned Congress to be careful and make darn sure that they are impeaching based on principle, not politics. Their remarks stand in stark contrast to their recent remarks. Pelosi announced the formal impeachment inquiry against President Trump on Wednesday. "The president must be held accountable, no one is above the law," she said. Waters, who accused Republicans of being driven by hatred in the flashback video, recently thanked millennials for staying woke and supporting her endless calls for impeaching the president. "Shout out to all of the millennials for staying woke and supporting me all this time. I've been warning Congress about Trump and why we needed to impeach him," Waters wrote. "Remember what I've always said, if you fight, you can win." Several Democrat candidates followed their cues, demanding Trump's impeachment, despite the lack of a sound basis for such an inquiry.